This is James McElhinney interviewing Eugene Thaw at his home at 726 Park Avenue in New York on October the 1st, 2007. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Where and when were you born?
I was born October 27th, 1927. And I was born in New York, uptown in Washington Heights area, and it's just 80 years ago.
Well, happy birthday! That was just a few days ago.
No, it'll be the 27th of
October. Oh, of October. I'm confused. Yeah. I'm already into October. Well, almost happy birthday.
Yeah, almost happy birthday.
80 is a big year. They're saying 80 is the new 60.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on reaching it. When you were growing up here in New York, was the household full of art? Was there interest in art and
Not very much. My mother was a high school teacher. My father was an engineer, a heating contractor and engineer. The family had some strong family connections to Mexico, where one of my father's sisters lived and had married a very wealthy man, and members of the family would visit Mexico quite repeatedly. My father lived down there for some years, and they had some Mexican art around the house. We even had a couple of Diego Rivera watercolors, but in general, there was no real interest or knowledge about art in the house. That was my own sideline, as it were.
How did they come to acquire the Diego Riveras? Were they acquainted with him?
No, but they. My father spent several years in Mexico as a chief engineer on the Pan American Highway that was being built between Laredo and Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
And he built about half the highway, and then there was some kind of a revolution there, brief revolution, and he was forced to come back to America.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really only saw him for the first time when I was 6 years old and went down to visit my family in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
my cousins and aunt. And the Mexican art was just part of Mexican silver, Mexican this, Mexican that, which came from my mother's buying things and my relatives giving us things, and it wasn't any kind of a real art collecting.
So you had a family who were Mexican or who?
No,
who lived there.
Yeah.
So the interest in the art...
Business, they had business there, large businesses, and they lived there.
So the interest that you had in art came from
my college days, from
your own calling.
My own calling, yes.
When you were a kid, did you draw? Did you collect things? Did you go to museums? Did you?
I collected coins a little bit, but I really came to my interest by the fact that I drew pretty well, and actually, at the age of 14, I would go Saturday mornings to the to the Art Students League, and actually, you could sit in on classes. You could pay to take a class, which was not professional, but people who wanted to work from a model in a classroom with help from a teacher.